On your list of predictors of crime, you might call out poverty, alcohol, and drug abuse. A recent Harvard and Northwestern University study would add domestic violence. In the researchers' view, interpersonal violence is the harbinger of more serious crime. Hawaii Island prosecuting attorney Mitch Roth would agree, and it's why he says we need a larger conversation that goes beyond domestic violence as a woman's issue. Mitch Roth joins us now by phone. Good morning.
Aloha. How are you today, Stefan?
Good to talk to you. Why is it that we don't better link the occurrence of domestic violence and crime in a general conversation? Because that includes everybody.
You know, I think you said in the opening, domestic violence oftentimes is seen as a woman's issue. And you know, it came out of the feminist movement. A lot of times when you hear people talking about domestic violence, oftentimes you're hearing women, and a lot of times they're men shaming. I've seen it for the last 20 years when we're seeing these presentations to police officers, and why is this man doing this? Why is all this happening? On the other side, we hear from our jurors, why doesn't she just leave? And, it's a big problem. If you were to learn about domestic violence in a university setting, you'd most likely learn about it in a women's studies course. How many men are going to, women's studies courses? A lot of your officers, a lot of your business owners, they just don't listen to domestic violence as an issue. But it is probably the biggest root of crime that we have in not just Hawaii, but in the United States. When you look at studies, you see that children who come from homes of domestic violence are 6 times more likely to commit suicide. Suicide is one of our big problems that we're having in Hawaii. Kids that come from homes of domestic violence are 50 times more likely to abuse drugs and alcohol. You talk to people about crime in Hawaii or just about any place else, they're going to tell you, well, it's the drugs, it's the alcohol abuse, it's these things. Well, how are we looking at these problems? Why are these people using drugs and alcohol?
Right. You're bringing up the idea that we tend to focus on the symptoms of the problem and not the root cause.
Absolutely.
You know, we do see that men turn out for the Men's March, that men around the time of the Men's March will talk about this. But what I really hear you saying is that this needs to get off being the men's or women's issue that's being carried and looking at it really narrowly through that lens of the harbinger of crime.
Absolutely.
So how do we do that?
Well, I think you said it right there. We need to focus on what's causing the ills of society. We need to take the medical model. You know, you don't say, oh, we're going to treat this cold by just, treating what happened. You got to be proactive. And, part of that is getting more people involved. It's bringing more people in, bringing in especially more men and more businesses. When I look at domestic violence cases from how it's viewed from law enforcement, most law enforcement officers, they don't, see it as the serious problem that it is. A lot of officers will tell you, oh, they're sick and tired of going back to this place. Why doesn't she just leave? We hear the same thing from jurors and judges sometimes. They don't realize that this is a serious problem.
Even now, Mitch, I mean, where there seems to be such a focus over the last, 2 to 3 years in particular, that the conversation seemed to be moving a little bit. We saw what came out of the legislature last year. I want to talk to you a little bit about what you're seeing this year. But you don't see really any movement in that, in people understanding that this is an issue that needs to be discussed as crime-inducing?
I see there has been some progress gained, but not enough. It's like how do you turn a carrier? They turn it very slow with constant pressure, and I think that's what we need to do. We need to keep on focusing on this issue because there are more people who are understanding what's going on, but not nearly enough. I can tell you, we get deputy prosecutors. I've been a prosecutor on Oahu, and I've been a prosecutor here, and I talk to prosecutors around the state. a lot of times it's your newer prosecutors are going through these domestic violence cases and trying to get, experience. And most of them will tell you, we hate doing these cases. Your victims oftentimes will minimize, they'll recant. They're very difficult cases to win, and they're missing the point that these are probably the most important cases that you're going to deal with. When we look at the fatalities in Hawaii, if a woman is killed in Hawaii, there's about a 75% chance that domestic violence is going to be involved in Hawaii.
So how do you then try to reshape the views of those young prosecuting attorneys that you're seeing come into your office or that you've dealt with in the recent past?
Well, a lot of it's education. We have a lot of things going on Hawaii Island that I'm really proud of the community over here. We have a domestic violence group that meets and discusses different events. We have the Men's March. YWCA puts a walk a mile in her shoes. We have a vigil that goes on. There's a family march. And when we do our marches here in Hilo, at least, we've had a couple hundred people showing up, and a good number of those people have been men. That's a big change from what we saw, 20 years ago when I came to Hawaii Island. It used to be just one or two guys that were showing up, and now we have several men that are participating. I think that's good, but it's still just not enough because it's still going on in our communities, and a lot of people say, well, that's not our problem.
Mitch, our time is running a little short, but I didn't hear you list the legislature and any sort of legislative activities in what you just listed as gains that you see. How are you gauging what's going on at the legislature in response to domestic violence in Hawaii?
I think that we have a few of our legislators, especially, and again, where are the domestic violence bills being pushed from? The Women's Caucus, which is kind of interesting. I think we have some legislators are kind of getting the idea that we need to do something about this. There are a couple of bills up that, there's a bill up tomorrow that we're probably not going to be in favor of, but the fact that they're trying to come up with solutions, I think, is a really positive sign that there's hope.
Are you talking about the bill that is related to the streamlining of reporting from the Department of Human Services?
No, I'm talking about a bill that they want to make domestic violence a less serious crime, from a full misdemeanor to a petty misdemeanor. And there's a lot of debate on that. On one side, it will move these cases, because Honolulu has a big problem with these cases having jury trials, and they get wrapped up in the courts, and most of those cases get dismissed or pled down. On the Big Island, we don't have so many jury trials for the DV cases, and things seem to move a little bit quicker over here. The problem with the bill, one of the big problems with the bill, is you're treating women saying, hey, you know what, you're not as important as the person who was assaulted down the street. That's going to be a full misdemeanor for assaulting someone on the street. But if you assault a woman that you're a partner with, we're going to make that a less serious crime for the first offense. The other thing is they're trying to do this so they can take it away from the jury trial range. And our Supreme Court may or may not let that happen. In the purpose of the bill, it doesn't say anything about getting rid of jury trials, which is kind of interesting, because that really is the motivation to make it a petty misdemeanor. A lot of times in Hawaii we say it's a petty misdemeanor. It's not a jury triable offense. However, our Supreme Court looks at jury trials a little bit differently than other courts around the country. And so they may make it a less serious offense, and we still may have to go through jury trials. So there's a lot of problems there, and I think the message it sends also is kind of demeaning to especially women who are victims of domestic violence.
So just to bring this back to the home point, that as we have seen these bills coming through the Women's Legislative Caucus and focusing on this as a women's issue, what do you think has to happen next at a higher level, you know, to be able to elevate that conversation, to bring it back to the way you look at it, which is through the lens of crime.
Well, I think people need to look at, and it needs to be more than a women's issue. It needs to be something that's discussed. So having it on the radio and discussing it on the radio is a great thing. And people need to say, look, we can't just look at the symptoms. We need to go back to the root and find out what's causing all of our crime. If drugs and alcohol are an indicator, we have a domestic violence summit every year where we bring a whole bunch of people. One of the groups we bring in is our drug treatment facilities. And I ask this question every year to the mothers and baby programs. What percent of the women in your program who are there for substance abuse, and substance abuse pretty much only for substance abuse, what percentage of those women have domestic violence in their background? Almost every woman, every time I ask this question, they say it's about 100%, up between 90 and 100%, but it's generally 100%.
And that's a very, very telling statistic. I wish we had more time to delve into that, but bringing it back to the point that this is allied with crime and the incidence of crime in a community that can very well be predicted by the incidence of domestic violence. Thank you very much for this morning.
Thank you very much, and thank you for getting the word out there, because this is really important, not just for domestic violence, but for all of the crimes that we're seeing. If we want a safer and healthier community, we have to be educated. And so I thank you for educating our listeners, your listeners.
Mitch Roth is Hawaii County's prosecuting attorney.